One of the jobs that I've held was that of a uniform delivery person. Good company, and met a lot of good people in that company. Met a lot of people in that job that I really liked. Really got to know well, you know, bringing their clothes to them every week and their shop rags and all that stuff. You know, on the side of the truck, their motto said the uniform people. And it was funny because that's how you get to be known by the people that you're bringing the uniform to. I can't tell you how many times in a particular week I would hear, "Hey, there's the uniform guy." You know, we would, anywhere from 45 to 55 stops a day on my Monday. I put in like, I don't know, 400 miles, between 300 and 400 miles on my Monday. Just driving around and delivering uniforms. Part of the reason why people knew that I was the uniform guy is, yes, they saw me every week and I was bringing them uniforms, but also it's because I wore a uniform. Had my name on it, had the company's name for which I was working, and it defined me to them. To some people that I met, I was not Jeremy. Father, you know, husband, father, this or that, you know, whatever you want to add on there. I was the uniform guy. That's what defined me. Sometimes that was good, sometimes that was bad. You know, they didn't want to get to know me, and honestly, I want to be real, I didn't want to get to know some of them either. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." For too long in my life, I've wanted to make my life be known for other things. I want people to know that I'm right. I want people to know that I feel I'm right, and that I, you know, because I align myself with the Word of God, that I'm right and they're wrong. If they don't believe in the Word of God. And you know, I don't have to be the I don't have to be the dragon slayer. I fear what I'm trying to say is going to be missed, but I guess what I'm getting to is I don't have to try to be the voice of God. And I've done that. I've done my share of that, where I want to convince people why they should listen to what I have to say, and I try to convince people why they need to do what I. And so I become, hey, here comes the self-righteous guy, and here comes this argumentative guy, and here comes this guy with a temper, and here comes this judgmental guy, and here comes this hypocrite guy. And I've worn many labels as a child of God. I've yet to walk up to a crowd of people and overhear them say, "Man, here comes this guy who loves people." And that's what Jesus said our identifier was to be. Somewhere along the line, we got this saying that if we love them, then we're condoning what they're doing. We didn't get that from our Savior. We picked that up somewhere in Second Opinions, and we've ran with it. We've ran hog wild with it. And I know there's some truth to what it is to be an enabler, and I know there's some truth to be what it is to water down the gospel. I get all that. I really do. Again, I fear there's going to be some meat of what I'm trying to say lost. But again, I can't worry about it. I can't be the voice of God. God's laid this on my heart to share with us, and that's just what it is. And to quote Francis Chan in his book Letters to the Church, if you don't hear God's voice, then why do I feel the need to call after you and convince you with mine? And I guess that's what I'm saying, is I've tried to do that way too much. I've tried to be this voice of convincing. When I'm talking to someone and they're as I have been in their sin, and I want to debate them to Christ. I want to convince them of Jesus is better, and He is, but I can't do the convincing, and neither can you. Oh, that we would be a people that when they see us coming, they would see His love on us, and they'd say, hey, here comes that guy that loves people. And what is he bringing? Oh, he's bringing love too. He's bringing the love of Jesus. Man, that guy must be one of his, that guy must be a follower of Jesus. That guy must be a disciple, because man, that guy loves people. I'm not content with any other handles that have been given me. I'm not content to be known as anything other. I want to please God in all that I do. I want to honor Him in spirit and in truth. I want to love Him in spirit and in truth. And I want to obey Him, that by my love for others, may all men know that I'm His disciple. I want to be known for overwhelming love. I want to be known for the Jesus kind of love, the kind of love you can see coming. No matter what circumstance you're in, you can see coming. They don't see you bringing judgmentalness. They don't see you bringing hypocrisy. They don't see me bringing anything but the love of Jesus to them. I'm convinced that He is better. I'm convinced that His way is better. But no man convinced me of that. No man debated me to Jesus. I'm a sheep, and I heard my shepherd's voice, and I followed Him, because the shepherd is loving. He's good. Hope this helps you today in some way. Maybe you've got a they in your life that you just can't find the strength to love. Just know that I'm praying that you do. I'm praying that we as God's people find the strength to love people even when they walk in the room. That we can be known for overwhelming love. God bless you.